Welcome to the Livelihood Matters podcast. I'm your host, Melinda Francois, a business coach, strategist, and project manager. I help people like you to package their unique knowledge and skills to create multiple streams of income and build sustainable online businesses. I've gone from being broke, living paycheck to paycheck, to building a five-figure coaching and consulting company. I did this by overcoming my scarcity thinking, and I've mastered the art of my thoughts, habits, and words to create the life I want for myself. I want to help others to tap into their higher self to create a business they love and to reduce dependency on one stream of income. We each have gifts that can be explored, and this podcast will help you to get the confidence to maximize your potential, to achieve what you want, and take the desired actions to accomplish them. I'll be sharing tips on scarcity mindset, generational poverty patterns, business strategy, online marketing, habit building, and content creation. Growth is intentional and does not have to be lonely. And I'm here to help you build generational wealth one step at a time by taking a look at the whole picture. Welcome back, guys, to another episode on the Livelihood Matters podcast. We're on season two. And today's guest is Sasha Guy. She's a goal strategist from Jamaica, and she's residing in Trinidad and Tobago. And tonight, Sasha is going to tell us more about goal setting and what it means to set goals and how you can get started. We're going to have a good conversation. So, Sasha, thank you so much for coming. I am happy to have you, that you were able to find the time. Let me know about how you got started as a goal strategist. What it is that you do, who exactly you help.
Hi, Merlinda. Thank you so much for having me, and a pleasant welcome to everybody listening today. My name is Sasha Gay, actually, and yes, I am from Jamaica. And my coaching started out when, as a teenager, I was struggling drastically with depression, with anxiety. I felt as though my life wasn't going anywhere. And being that I had moved from Jamaica to Trinidad and Tobago at 16, I thought my life would have been better. But apparently, the universe had something completely different for me. And it was a very much of a struggle. So during that time, around age 18, I have taken so many efforts and consistent action to achieve my goals. But still, I felt like a failure. And I would have shared recently on my page about the time that I felt like a complete purposeless individual. I couldn't find that sense of purpose. I felt like I was not made for anything. I was struggling so much with finding what you would say, that drive to get out of bed to go to school. Mm-hmm. And at one point there was just a turn of events for me where I was like, why is this happening to me? And what can I do to change this? So I decided to commit myself to this thing called a 5 a.m. wake up. And I remember when I started, it was completely difficult, honestly. And then it started to get easier. So it started out by me just deciding that I have a choice and I have to choose me and not let my circumstances that I was living in be the determinant of my future. So I made a decision. I started getting up 5 a.m. in the mornings. I did the inner work. I started listening to a lot of motivational videos and finding out what my root problem was. And my root problem at the time was self-discipline. I was really, really, I didn't recognize how much of an indisciplined person I was. And that is why I couldn't see my way to get any of my goals. So that was one of my biggest problems. And of course, I stumbled into the coaching arena, you could say by accident, because I only started out my Instagram page as a way to motivate others, because I said to myself, I cannot be the only one going through this, you know? Mm-hmm. So I started out with my business is formerly known as My Footprints Coaching, because I named it that because I decided I was on a journey. But I did away with the name because I believe I'm no longer a lost, purposeless girl, but I have found my purpose, my calling, and my true identity. Mm. So I renamed it into the Goal Strategist, because I teach persons how to achieve their goals, not just achieve their goals, but achieve inspiring goals, goals that will set your soul on fire and align you with who you want to become and align you with a more purposeful person, and not just achieving materialistic things that we usually consider to be goals. And I my coaching is deeply rooted in psychology because as human beings, we have behaviors and we are driven by behaviors. So a lot of my coaching concepts are surrounded around behavior and habits and how we function as human beings.
Okay, I like this. And that is one of the reasons I brought you on, because we hear people speak about goal setting and getting things done. And, you know, people are struggling with procrastination. People are feeling overwhelmed. They are blaming it on time management. They are blaming it on so many things that their schedules are busy. But if you do not know how to set the goals, how are you going to move forward? Which is what I want to know. How exactly do you set goals? For my audience who are listening, can you tell them, how does goal setting contribute towards your personal growth? And be it in business and personal, what is a simple step that they can start?
So I believe that goal setting and personal development goes hand in hand. As you heard my story, I needed to grow. And personal development means that you want to grow, as the word suggests, development, right?
Yes.
So personal development includes a wide array of things, and they differ from person to person. So there's no need for you to try and set goals like somebody else. And the objective is to improve your characteristics, improve the ways that you have, or improve yourself. And one of the ways, the simplest ways I always tell people to set goals is try to figure out why you want this goal. What is so important about this goal? How is this goal going to contribute to your life? Because I'll tell you, when I hear persons talk about setting goals, I just hear a copycat. I hear a person setting goals because it seems like the norm to set this goal. I want to buy a house. Why do you want to buy a house? I want to buy a car. Why do you want to buy a car? And if we get to the root of our why and understand why we want to do something, then we wouldn't fight up about procrastination and consistency. And all those other things would not be such a big problem. And that is how the human psyche works. When you push against yourself, like, you build resistance. And the more resistance you get, the harder it is for you to achieve something. So if you want to work on your characteristics, say you know time management is a thing that is stopping you from accomplishing your goals, or it's a thing that is stopping you from being the best you, you have to figure out the root of the problem of your time management. Why is time management important to you? Because I want to get to work earlier. Why do you want to get to work earlier? So that I can get more tasks done. So that is the root problem, the real desired outcome that you wish to achieve. You want to get more things done at work. So when you find that desired outcome, that becomes your motivation to getting out of bed. But if you don't ask yourself these questions as to why and why and why, and get to the deep root of why you want to achieve this time management goal, then it's going to become difficult. It's going to become hard because you're just going to think that surface level and think, I just want to be better at time management. But you haven't found out why you want to be better at time management. Or sometimes it's a case where a person say, you know, you suck at time management. And then automatically you think that, oh, I suck at time management because somebody said it to you. But some of the cases, that is not why you should set that goal. Don't set a goal because somebody said to you, hey, you need to lose 5 pounds. And then you set that goal, but really you're comfortable with where you are and who you are.
I like that. And I like the fact that you said identify why. That is something that I always do. And an exercise that I practice is when I set a goal, you have long-term goals and short-term goals. So you will set a goal and you would say, okay, I want to, let's say, save $10,000 in my bank account by December 2022. Let's go. We give it an extra time. And you say you want that so that can help you be more financially secured. You can use that money for an emergency. So, you know, I like the fact that you say, have a why you want to do it. So that will give you a motivation to work towards it. And you create, I guess, action steps. So what challenges do you see people having when they're setting goals? And what method do you see or would you recommend for people?
One of the biggest challenges I find is the unknowingness that persons have that they don't actually set goals. What we set sometimes are dreams and setting things in our head and not having any real tangible goals. That is one of the biggest challenges I face with clients, and I see it every day, even with my peers and my family members. They say they have goals, and then you ask them, where is the plan to achieve a goal? And they go, yeah, I just want to achieve it. It's in my head. I know what I want to achieve. You know, but who else knows? Does the universe know what you want? Do your family members around you know what you want? Do your friends know what you want? And that is one of the biggest challenges I have with individuals, is that they are constantly setting goals in their minds and not becoming serious and really entrenched in what they want to accomplish. Another one is not understanding themselves. And I don't believe you set a goal. You can't set a goal correctly if you don't understand who you are as an individual, mm-hmm. and what are the philosophies of your life, what are your value systems, mm-hmm. right? So goal setting to others may seem just very like, okay, goal setting is all about just writing down your goals. It goes so much deeper than that. It has a lot to do with the inner work as well, and finding out who you are and what desires you have. And it's not only about desires of materialism, but desires to grow as an individual and grow, because we are meant to grow. We are meant to align ourselves with things that will make us expand as individuals and not just materialistic things.
I like this because we hear the word goal setting, set goals, you need to have goals. And you know, it is being chanted everywhere. People are using the words loosely. And like you said, people don't even know why they're setting goals. And then you have people just doing things because, you know, somebody else is doing it. So they see somebody doing something online, they want to do it too. So you have the copycat syndrome, and you have people comparing themselves to others.
Yes.
And that's what happens when you find people setting goals and they are struggling, because they are struggling so much, like you say, procrastinating, because it's not really coming from inside. If you know why you are doing something, then you will have the drive to do it. You will not feel like, oh gosh, do I have to do that today? No, you will actually get up and you will sacrifice leisure and you will work towards that goal. I think a lot of people set goals and their goals change so often. Do you see it as an issue that people changing their goals often? Is that normal? Or what would you say is causing this?
People goals can change and goals can be added on. So sometimes it's not that you change the goal, but you add something to the goal. And another thing is, persons will change goal because somewhere along the lines of trying to achieve this goal, you realize, I don't really want to achieve this anymore. And then you go back to changing and trying to accomplish something else. And that is why I base my training so much on the core, the why, and getting down deep into the root of why you want to achieve this goal. Because I don't want you halfway there, you go, I don't want this goal again, because for some reason it's not fulfilling to you anymore. Goals are supposed to be fulfilling to you. It's not about the destination, but it's about the journey and who you become along the journey to this goal. Mm-hmm. So it's not just about the destination. And that is where persons get flustered and fight up and confused and deterred at the end of the day, is because they're only thinking about the end point. They're only thinking about when they get this goal, but they're not thinking about what transformation takes place from point A to point B.
Okay.
So goals is completely okay to change your goals, but you want to avoid changing your goals by just figuring out why, figuring out what is the benefit of this goal in my life? What purpose does this goal serve in my life? And then you won't have that problem of changing your goals constantly. But goals can evolve into something else. So for instance, you may start by saying, okay, I want to read just 2 big books for the month or something. And then it could change into you want to read only 1 book, but this book is a bigger book. And it's a complete different topic. So goals can evolve into something else and not necessarily change.
Okay, thank you for this. Now, the fact that goals change, I guess it links to, the journey you are on and where you are in your journey as an individual, your level of awareness and growth. That brings me to my next question, like beliefs. Do you think that the beliefs that someone holds affects the goals that they want in life?
Yes, it does. And I am so happy you asked this question. So I want you to think of your belief system as the captain of a ship. And the captain of the ship determines where the ship goes, right? And that is what our belief system is. So if your belief system is geared towards a negative belief, that is where you're going to go. And if your belief system is geared towards a positive system, that is where you're going to go. So the path that you take is based on your belief system because your belief system is the driver, it's the compass of your life. Everything that you believe, that is where you end up. So in order for our beliefs to guide us, we have to change how we think. And our belief system basically also affects how we behave in situations, in scenarios, how you handle circumstances as well. And I would have had to figure that out later in my life. Because now when I think back on my life when I was 18, 20, 22, I think, you know what? My belief system was really messed up. Because if I didn't get the experience or learn so much about belief system, then I would have still sat there and tried to blame my circumstances for where I am. That was my belief system. And because of that, I couldn't dig myself out of that rut. I couldn't dig myself out of that mindset that I developed. And until I gave up that belief that, okay, my circumstances is causing this, then I started to experience breakthrough. Then I started to experience change.
Okay, so the beliefs plays a major role, and that reminded me of a time when I had a goal when I was younger. I set a goal when I was younger to have certain materialistic things by a particular age, because that's what I thought was the thing. I wanted to have a house by a particular age. I wanted to have a family by a particular age. I wanted to have my degrees by that particular age, and everything that I did was working towards it. And I realized that I was working towards that goal for years, but it wasn't what I wanted. So by the age of 24, I completed my first degree and I got accepted to do my master's. And then I realized that I don't want to do my master's in that. I don't want to do my master's in that course anymore. And I'm saying to myself, I need something else. And then I realized that I went to school, I got the education I needed, but then my direction changed. I saw something different. And that was when I started my business. So my entire goals just switched because my beliefs changed. I realized that yes, I have the education, but is that enough? Is that going to help me to build the wealth that I wanted to build? And I got the entrepreneurial mindset and everything changed. Everything just shifted in my life. So it's really connected to our journey and different things that we go through. So I guess as we experience different phases in life, different cultures, different people, we realize that we can do so much more, and we shift our beliefs, shift our goals, shift. So I totally
Yeah,
understand that.
your belief system, as I said, it shapes how you behave. So, like somebody from Jamaica will not behave the same way or think the same way as somebody from Trinidad because our life experiences are completely different. And that is what life is about. You can't knock somebody for the way they believe because it's the way they were socialized. But here is what, because we are individuals and we have the capability of growth, not because you are set in this belief means you have to stay there. You can change, you can evolve it. If you realize that this belief system that you have is not serving you, it's time for you to work on it. And how to know if this belief system is not serving you is analyze your own life. Sit down and look around and say, hey, this is how I think, this is how I this is my belief system. Is it still serving me? If it's a no, figure out what needs to change. And another thing is, a lot of persons' belief system is geared towards their fear of asking for help. That is a lot of person, and this is where it comes from, our socialization. In the Caribbean region, we have this idea that asking for help is a sign of weakness.
It's
Like,
not.
honestly, we even get it through osmosis behavior, because it passes down from our foreparents to us, that we think that asking for help is a sign of weakness. That is a mentality of some people, and it trickles down and rubs off on other persons to the point where sometimes you want to ask for help, But you can't ask for help because you're afraid of what this person may see you as or think you to be. And something stood out to me the other day. I went into Pennywise and I was looking for makeup. And I was basically, I didn't have much time to shop around for myself. And I saw a few girls on the floor and I said, hey, where can I find this? And they directly helped me, like, instantly. However, my makeup wasn't there. My brand of makeup wasn't there. And then there's another girl that said, hey, maybe you could try this brand. And she said, what's your skin combination? And at first I was like, well, skin combination. And I said, well, my skin isn't really oily or really dry. And she said, okay, you have a combination skin. I was like, okay, first time I knowing this. And she was like, try this. This should work for you. And she's like, they don't have your shade, but this shade could work for you. My point of this story is trust the experts. Because if I had stood up in Pennywise trying to find my shade of foundation, one, I would not have noticed that they didn't have it. And I would have probably wasted a good 10, 15 minutes still searching around for it. Two, if I had decided to go and find a brand for myself, that's another 10, 15 minutes I didn't have on my hand. So persons need to stop associating asking for help as a sign of weakness and start associating it with asking for help as a sign of strength and recognize that, hey, this is not my area of expertise and I need help right here, because makeup is not my expertise. I like makeup, but I have no help. I don't understand what combination skin meant, right? So that is another mindset, another belief system that we need to eradicate, especially in the Caribbean region. And I think it's one of the main reasons why, as a Caribbean, we don't see persons having bigger transformation.
I think so as well. And we believe that we want to do things alone. So we're always thinking of self. And yes, we don't understand the value of teams. And when you say asking for help is actually good, because you know what? You cannot grow by yourself. The most magnificent breakthroughs and the successes of people, they have a team. And yes, no matter which level you are, wherever you are, having someone help you is important. You don't want to say you cannot do everything alone. It is just not possible. And some people, they set their goals that way as well. They set goals alone. You cannot set a goal to accomplish everything. You cannot be a master of everything. You need to hire people who are perhaps smarter than you, who can actually do the job. And that is how some of the millionaires made it. They hire smart people to do the job.
Right.
Doesn't mean because they have all the expertise. They just have the money.
Yeah, because they know for themselves that the time they're going to spend to learn something is going to take them so much more time than if they just hired somebody, an expert, to do it for them. Exactly. And that is one of the reasons why I tend to analyze everything in society. That's one of the reasons why in college they force you to work in groups. Because they're trying to teach you that many hands sometimes make the work lighter. That's a Caribbean saying, right? And if you're in a group, you are able to bounce your ideas. Your brain works faster because you're having communication, so you're able to come up with greater ideas and do better work. So why waste your time trying to figure things out on your own? I wish 9 years ago that I had a coach that could help me, else it would not take me 9 years to figure my life out.
I know. And I think when I started my journey, I got a coach 1 year after, and that was a very important decision, a risky one for me. But when I made that decision, I was not in Dominica, I was living abroad, and at that time I was surrounded by people who were coaches, so it was normal to do that. And even for me, I felt guilty to a point like, oh my god, I'm paying a coach all that money just to speak with her. But after I saw the results, and then I got into the culture of I can actually do this, and I got the support that I needed, so I accelerated quickly.
Yes.
So we have to get the help from people who have done it before to help us. Not everything you can do it alone. Because you know what? Everybody had somebody who led the way for them. And when
That's
you start
true.
Thinking individualism and self only, you're going to stay low. You're not going to grow.
Really you
because you're
yeah.
thinking of yourself. You're thinking selfish. You won't share knowledge. You won't be open up to new ideas. You'll think that is everything is you. That doesn't work. And that comes into play when you are setting goals. You want to do an event. Can you do an event by yourself? No, you need an entire project team. Yes, all these things comes to goal setting, how you want to grow your business. You need people, you need to network, you need clients, matter of fact, you need so many people.
So many avenues, That's so true. It's a mindset that we need to get from under, and I don't know how persons are going to do it, but we as coaches, it's our duty to ensure that individuals understand these things. And that is one of the reasons why I have no problem sharing things on my social media, because I get persons ask me all the time, how can you share all this knowledge? So when persons come to coach with you, what do they get? What you get in my coaching sessions is completely and more in-depth than what I share on my page. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, what I share on my page is still to help others. Even if they don't want to ask for help, here is something that could still help you. I'm not going to be stingy with knowledge, because something that stuck with me since I was a child until today is when my uncle said to me once, you cannot be mean with knowledge. Mm-hmm. And that is something that I take every single year I go. It doesn't matter. And I apply it constantly to my life.
And as you said that, I think a goal that a lot of people miss is to set a goal to keep learning. Knowledge becomes obsolete. And you know, knowledge changes over time. So whatever you learned, even 2 years ago, might change. So we need to set that goal to always learn, to make time to learn, to make time to improve. And that is part of the development journey. So once you can work on goal setting, working on your habits, working on how you work with interactive people, all this contributes towards your growth. But the basics of it is setting goals. If you do not know how to set goals, how are you going to grow? That's how exactly are you going to grow? And you know, Sasha, I really appreciate the fact that you said it starts from you working on yourself, understanding yourself first, and then you can work on the goal. So having said that, can you tell us more about what services that you offer, how people can contact you for you to coach them in terms of setting their goals to become better at managing their goals and setting the correct goals? Tell us more about this.
So one of my favorite programs is actually my signature program, which is actually on right now, starting September 6th, is the Get Unstuck program. It is geared towards busy professionals and entrepreneurs who probably feel like they're in a constant whirlpool and they're not seeing the desired results that they want. And I chose to start this program when I had the opportunity to work with a client about 2 years ago. She is a busy professional, and she said to me, Sasha, you know, I don't have a problem with setting goals. My problem is that I cannot take action. Mm-hmm. And she cannot take action because her work schedule is so packed. And so a lot of her own personal development goes on the back burner. So that is what the Get Unstuck program is geared towards, helping you to transform from feeling like you're in a rut to having a clear vision. And the motto for this is having clarity, consistency, and taking action in this program. And also in this program, I use my four-step transformational method, which is having clarity, having accountability, which is with me, having intention, setting intention for your goals. And that is why I say to you, understanding your why, and also tracking. And tracking is super, super, super important, because we set a goal and we forget about tracking and keeping up with the progress of this goal. So the Get Unstuck program is for any entrepreneur or personal or professional who feels like, okay, they should be doing more and they want to start seeing results from all the action that they have been taking or haven't been taking.
Okay, thank you for this. And how can they contact you?
You can send me a DM or you can email me at goalstrategist@gmail.com. Another one of my programs is actually Vision Boards. Usually help individuals at the end of the year to create vision boards for the following year. And what I do is help individuals to create a vision board with purpose, and not a vision board just full of pretty fancy things, but a vision board with goals that you actually want to achieve. The goal is not to fill a vision board with a bunch of stuff, but with goals that can help you to become a better individual by the end of the year. So those are two of my main money makers and my expertise. And I focus just mainly on those two.
Okay, thank you for this. Well, Sasha's information will be in the show notes. So if you want to contact Sasha, you can find information there, follow her on social media, send her an email, and ask her to help you. Because you know what? You need to set goals. That's the first step you need for you to grow. That is so important. So if you enjoyed today's episode, go follow Sasha at The Goal Strategist on Instagram and send her a DM. And get your life moving in the direction that you actually want it to. So thank you for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, you can follow me on Instagram at Melinda Francois or at Livelihood Matters Podcast. You can also join me inside of my one-on-one coaching container or inside of my group program, Breaking Generational Poverty, where I teach you how to package your knowledge and skills into a sustainable online business. I'd love to hear from you. And guys, please share this episode with a friend and see you next time.